up some in the river, the bottom the middle of the spring, the bouncy, flouncy, 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 quun, 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 quun. But the most wonderful thing about Tickles is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Hi, welcome to the Student Union. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Zill, the Chancellor, coming to you live, well, sort of live, from the beautiful campus of LCMSU. Hey, students, come on now, join us. You don't have to study all the time. Welcome back, everyone, here to the Student Union for our second show. It is great to have you join us. A couple of quick LCMSU housekeeping notes here, scrolling across the marquee at the Student Union. First, for all of our chapters out there, this would be a great time for everyone to double-check their information on the chapter map at lcmsu.org. If you have some information update, please do so. You can use the Register a Chapter online form, as it can also be used for updating information, as well as starting a new chapter. So if you have a new chapter to register, hey, what are you waiting for? You can use the form too. Check it all out at lcmsu.org. Second, we want to give a quick shout out to a former campus pastor, Pastor Mark Jasa, in Southern California. Pastor Jasa was a longtime campus pastor at University Lutheran Chapel at UCLA and is now the pastor at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Pasadena, California. Of course, most people think of Mark, they picture him wandering around in the free speech zones at a college near you, doing evangelism, which is what he does best. Well, Pastor Jasa just got married this last weekend.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
So congratulations to Mark and his beloved bride, April. Mark, we'll have you on the program down the line, but for now we pray that you and April can bask in the gift that God has given both of you through the holy estate of matrimony. Well, it's time to answer some mail.
Tamale is here!
The question this week is a rather simple one. Hey, I missed the first program. How do I find it so I can listen to it after it's over? Well, that is a great question. You can find all the archives by going to kfuo.org and searching for, guess what, the Student Union. We'll soon have a nice shiny link up at lcmsu.org as well. And you can also make sure that you like our LCMSU Facebook page, and we will be posting the direct link to every program there as soon as it's available. Now, I'm sure you all have been wondering, hey, what up with that whole little Tigger lead-in clip from Winnie the Pooh? Well, it has something to do with our primary guest today. I'll let you figure out why you get the Tigger stuff as you take a listen. Live from Long Island, we're here with Alec Ruby. Welcome to the Student Union, Alec.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
Doing incredible. What does it feel like to be the very first male student chosen to be a guest here on the Student Union?
Well, I'm honored, to tell you the truth. It's quite nice to be here.
Well, I feel kind of bad because, you know, you're not the first, you're the second, because, of course, it's ladies first. And last week we had on Caitlin Jandereski from Michigan at Central Michigan University. But wanted to make sure that on the first couple of shows here for the Student Union that we had a couple of students on, because ultimately the show is about you guys and getting you connected, keeping you connected, and talking about the things that matter to you. But let's get to know you a little bit here, Alec. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What are you doing for the summer? And where do you go to school? And some of that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, my name is Alec Ruby. I am a 19-year-old boy. I am from Suffolk County, New York, on Long Island. But I am a petroleum engineering major, and I go to Louisiana State University.
Okay, so the first question that will come to everybody's mind is why LSU, although I see you haven't picked up a Southern accent.
No, I haven't. I try to
Do people down there think you talk kind of funny?
It's head turning, and I think that's hilarious. But
of course, you think they talk funny.
Oh, some of them do. But
so why LSU?
Well, I picked LSU because the major I wanted, petroleum engineering, was very specific, and there were only certain amounts of state schools that covered them. So some Texas schools were too far away, some of the northern schools were too expensive, so that's how I landed at LSU, with a good program and a near vicinity to an airport.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight, Alex. Hey, real quick, you had mentioned that you're getting ready to go to a Bible study or something at your home church. Tell us about that.
Well, at Trinity Lutheran in Islip, we have something called College and Career Group, where after you graduate from youth group, you go through your baccalaureate service. When you're home from school, you can come by, and once a week, we have a Bible study, and we do our... We do our Bible study, and then we go out to half-price appetizers at Applebee's. So it's a fun time to see everyone again and, you know, find out how everyone's doing and, you know, do some fellowship and some study.
And what is it that you guys are studying right now?
Right now we're doing a Concordia Publishing House study on The Dark Knight, believe it or not, and the religious parallels and the themes between the movie and the Bible.
Well, that's excellent. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. Most people don't think, most churches out there don't think about doing things for their college students when they're home in the summer. But lots of times, you know, we think about campus ministry as what takes place like at LSU. And we'll get to that in a moment because we all want to hear about campus ministry down there at LSU. But when people are home for the summer, they got all the time in the world. They're working, whatever. There's you have college friends that you went to high school with that are from your church. It's fantastic that you guys get together for some opportunities like that for fellowship and study in the summertime. How many people show up to these things?
It's about 15 a week.
Well, that's fantastic.
I'd say it's a rather large church in comparison to some others.
Sure.
And probably a small church in comparison to some of those out in the Midwest, but.
Well, that's fantastic. But tell us real quick, you just finished your freshman year, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what was that like going away to school? I know right now we've got a lot of students that are getting ready to head out, just like you were this time last year. What was it like going that far away to school?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been very invested in this major for a while, so I was at all means, you know, going to do what I was going to have to do to, you know, study what I wanted to study. And it didn't really hit me until I got down there how foreign of a land and how foreign of a culture and people that were down there that I felt really out of place. So it was really important and almost urgent for me to find a church that I could commune and confess my faith with others at.
And tell us about that. How did you go about? What was the process like? And what is the church? Where is it? Tell us about the pastor.
Well, Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church is this tiny little congregation of 35 on the property line of the LSU campus. It's on the LSU campus, and it's been there since around 1960. It's been through some tougher times. It's been vacant it was vacant around 5 to 7 years after the Seminex leavings in the 1970s. So it had some wackier days, but it's a very confessional Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and it's a real powerhouse of potential right now for growing this campus ministry group. But the way I found out about this church was, well, it was on campus, but believe it or not, the university registrar put me and my roommate last year together because we were both Missouri Synod Lutherans. And that was quite a surprise to us.
They put you together at the university. They said, these two kids are LCMS Lutherans, so we're going to stick them together.
Awesome. It's a huge surprise because I learned there's about five of us right now. There's about five Missouri Synod Lutherans on the campus of 35,000 people at LSU.
Well, so, a lot of our listeners, especially those that are campus ministry workers, are probably going, wow, because we can't even get names anymore. Used to be back in the day, about 15, 20 years ago, you'd fill out these little cards. They would have your, it was optional. You could put down what your religious affiliation was. And a lot of old-time campus pastors or those that used to be in campus ministry would fondly remember the days that the first day of school or somewhere in there, somebody would come by from the registrar or admissions office at the university and hand you a list of all those that put down Lutheran or Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But in most places, those days are absolutely over. And so it's actually quite a stunning thing to not only think that the they allowed you to even have the opportunity to put that down, but then actually stuck you with another person from your own faith background. That's fantastic.
And going more on about the registrar's office is, you know, we seek the numbers out. They don't seek us out anymore. And, you know, with the geographical location of Louisiana having a lot of French and a lot of Spanish and a lot of Afro-American influence, the larger denominations on campus is what Roman Catholic and Kilgillit Baptist. So there are big churches right on our main street, which is those two, and then the smaller denominations get farther and farther away. So we get quite forgotten about on campus that there even is a Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod on campus, let alone what we believe is a complete mystery.
Well, I'm sure down there in Louisiana, they're like, what's this Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod? What is that? I'm sure that you get that quite a bit. But you mentioned that Chapel of the Cross there. You guys did become an LCMSU chapter, and I remember fondly when you were kind of texting me or emailing me, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago, saying, hey, Pastor Zill, my name's Alec. I'm down here in Baton Rouge, and we're trying to get stuff going. What was it like to start your LCMSU chapter, and what kind of things did you guys do to try to get kickstarted down there again?
Well, it was quite an exciting experience for us because the pastor and the church, these were the first students that they've had in their congregation for quite some time. The Lutheran Church of Missouri said it is quite a small denomination down there. I want to say even the ELCA is a little bit bigger than us, but that's another story. So what we had to go through is, well, we went through the LCMSU steps to becoming registered with the church, and then we went through the application process to becoming a student organization on campus, which was much more difficult than it sounded.
Yes, we make it much easier on you here at LCMSU.
There is
bureaucracy with LCMSU, but not like a major state university.
There were minimum member requirements. There were minimum meeting requirements. We had to write a constitution, one that I did not write, but a very good friend of mine did. She's very entrusted with the writing of things. We promoted our new student organization by doing some campus outreach events at what we like to call Free Speech Alley. Out in front of our main student union building there's a wide
sidewalk. There's student unions? There's a place named the Student Union on your campus?
Yes, there's a place called the Student Union.
Why we called this show that. Anyways, go. So Free Speech Alley.
Yeah, it's a stretch of sidewalk right in front of the Student Union where student organizations can register to have a table, and they can come out and promote their organization to the masses that walk by during breakfast and lunch hours. And it's a lot of handing out flyers. It's a couple of questions every now and again, but
are there some people that get pretty provocative with that? I mean, when you call something Free Speech Alley, that almost is like begging you to step up and say something kind of edgy.
Well, believe it or not, there's a wide variety of different denominations that are on campus. And, you know, they stretch from Roman Catholic and to extreme United Pentecostalism. And, we have to be bold and we have to be confident in what we believe in to really stand out amongst the alphabet soup interpretations on campus.
I suppose you've witnessed it's not just religious affiliated groups that go to Free Speech Alley. Imagine you get a little bit of the gamut, huh?
Oh yeah, there sororities and fraternities are out there. There are charities out there. Lots of service-related organizations are out there looking for volunteers. There are a lot of, like, societies of petroleum engineers, societies of dental workers, societies of future, you know, doctors and et cetera, et cetera. So it's quite a large place that a lot of the student organizations come together and speak with each other and, you know, reach out to those who are maybe looking for, you know, certain events to participate in.
Sure. I would think that that'd be a great opportunity. You know, these are places that we as the church need to be. Not just to say, hey, you know, come check out our church, but also to kind of go to Free Speech Alley and raise some questions to draw people in to want to dialogue with you, with all of the talk about the issues related to, you know, gay marriage throughout the United States, marriage issues, religious liberty issues. I would think there'd be all sorts of, not that we want to unnecessarily be provocative, but we have something to say in the public square. And so kudos to you and your group there at LCMSU at LSU for taking advantage of those opportunities. We got just a couple of minutes here left, Alec. And I, since you just finished your freshman year and everybody, a lot of people are getting ready to head off to school. Some of them will be freshmen. Do you have any ideas or tips for those that are heading off to college, things that you'd like to share since you're now almost an experienced sophomore?
Well, absolutely. I think the first thing I'm going to advise is to go to your pastor and to get yourself a copy of the Book of Concord, because believe it or not, college is very difficult on the faith, and there are going to be many challenges ahead. So what's going to be most important is going to be able to be staying maintained in the faith, and sometimes you have questions of your own that other varying views and opinions can bring up to you. So it's always good to have a textbook almost area to go to the answers for. And my second piece of advice really is to, you know, find your local church. You know, that's Luther Church Missouri Synod, because, you know, whether the setting might change around you, the people might change around you, you might experience new things, but when it comes down to it, you know, we're all still poor, miserable sinners, and, you know, the blood of Christ was still shed for the full atonement of our sins, you know, that whoever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life. So I think that's really the most important thing, that when you go to school, you stay strong in your faith, and you do darken the door of your local Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, because it's just that important.
Well, you're speaking to two really crucial issues, and I appreciate that. The first is to stay connected, to continue to grow in your understanding of God's Word and what it means to be a confessional Lutheran, which is getting increasingly tougher in today's society, but also being connected to one another and being connected to the body of Christ. But real quick to follow up, what was it like, you know, coming from a big East Coast church to going to a smaller church just off the edge of campus? Did you feel at home right away, or did it take you a little bit of time to kind of get familiar with things and feel at home there at church?
Well, tell you the truth, that was the smoothest transition that I had. It went from a bigger congregation to a smaller congregation, but it was the same. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you know, we started with divine service number 3, in confession and absolution, you know.
So that made you feel right at home, knowing that at least, even though everybody was new and different and it was a smaller environment, at the very least, the liturgy helped you feel right at home.
Absolutely right at home.
Well, that's
to know that the forgiveness of sins, you know, transcends all boundaries, is truly wonderful to know that we as Lutherans can be so confident in what we believe. And that's also something that we need to be when starting our own chapters of LCMSU, is we have to be bold and we have to be confident in the things that we teach, because, you know, among the denominations of Christianity, we're one of the few that still holds to these rather orthodox and old beliefs.
Well, couldn't have said it any better myself. And kudos to you, Alec, for not only the initiative that you took to help kind of get things kick-started down there in terms of LCMSU, but also for taking time here. You're a little bit of a guinea pig, one of the first of my couple of students to have on the Student Union. And as I promised, I'm going to come down sometime this fall to see you guys down there in LSU. And we'll look forward to actually meeting you face-to-face sometime this fall.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, take care, Alec. Appreciate you having you with us. Take care.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Well, if you didn't figure it out yet, what was the deal with the intro? Well, Louisiana State University, where Alec is a student, LSU, is the home of the mighty Tigers. I mean, Tigers, excuse me. But so, for everyone down at LSU, those associated with Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church, those who are lovers of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger too, for Reverend George Borkhart of Higher Things, a proud LCSU alum himself, and even my boss, Reverend Bart Day, who roots for LSU for some unexplicable reason to me, this is for you. In our conversation with Alec, he mentioned a couple of things that come into play when you consider starting an LCMSU chapter on campus, registering as an RSO. And in addition to what he discussed in terms of the process that they went under down at LSU, thought I'd just mention in closing a couple of other tips, maybe two or three here to close out the show. First of all, if you have any interest in starting campus ministry, one of the things that is often forgotten is that you really have to research and get to know the university itself. Campus ministry is difficult if you aren't spending time on campus and if you don't know what the college is about. You got to go there. You got to be there. Get acquainted with the campus. Take a tour. Spend time in the student union. Read the school newspaper. Notice where students congregate. What are they doing? Eat in the school cafeteria. Drink coffee in the student union. Read, observe, take notes. Find out also who goes to school there. Where are they from? Which academic disciplines are most important on campus? Do most students live on campus or do they commute? What makes this college or university unique? What is its personality? Get familiar with the school's organizational structure. The bottom line, folks, is you got to get to know their turf so that you can know how to navigate it. Second, one of the important things that you always got to keep in mind, and Alex made this very clear, becoming a recognized student organization is very, very important on campus. Registration on campus as an official RSO is extremely key. Of course, every school is different, so there's not one set of rules across the board. Check out the Dean of Students' Office. Sometimes it's called Student Life or Campus Life to find out the guidelines for becoming an official student club or organization. This will usually necessitate getting some student help. You probably need 8 to 10 college student signatures, a student representative. They may need to go some meetings. You'll have to drop a constitution. We can help with that if you got questions. But this is really key because recognized student groups usually receive space for activities. They can use school channels and official opportunities to publicize their activities on campus. Setting up tables at official events, student orientation fairs, and the like, this is absolutely paramount for being on the turf and establishing a presence and introducing your campus ministry group to students at any school or university. Recognition creates trust, builds relationships, provides great opportunities to network, open doors to serve the greater campus community, and the like. Networking is really key in campus ministry. Building relationship with others beyond your campus ministry is important also throughout the Synod. Please check out our growing network of some 190 LCMSU chapters throughout the LCMS. Seek opportunities to do activities with other campus ministries in your area, putting on retreats, servant events, attend a national LCMSU conference to build connections and learn from everybody else that is in LCMSU Nation and what they're doing in campus ministry so that you can get some tips and ideas from others that have the same interest as you. Well, that should about do it here on the campus of LCMSU. I know it seems like we kind of just got started and we shouldn't have to leave right away.
No, don't be ridiculous.
But I hate to say it, we have to bounce on out of here.
That's what Tiggers do best.
So for now, thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll look forward to meeting you. here again in the Student Union. You know what? Hey, how about the same time right here next week? Invite your friends, too. In the meantime, learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And, of course, you can download all the archives of the Student Union anytime at kfuo.org. Next week, we'll have Reverend Tom Eckstein from Jamestown, North Dakota, discussing the church's response to homosexuality in lieu of the Supreme Court decision about same-sex marriage. Students, remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. Finally, wherever you go to school, we look forward to having you join us here in the Student Union. We'll see you next time. Same time.